Welcome to the podcast book, Walking in Faith, written and read by Tim Greenwood. Episode 2, Chapter 5, You versus the Devil. Jesus stripped, spoiled, and disarmed the devil and his demons, and took all their weapons, took all their armor, took all their power and authority, and then he publicly humiliated them. Colossians 2:14-15 starts out, Blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, he took it out of our way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled those demonic spirits, those principalities, those powers, he, Jesus, made an open show of them, openly triumphing over them. And Jesus even took the devil's keys. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I say amen too. And I, Jesus, have the keys of hell and death. Where do you think he got them? He took them from the devil. On the other hand, Jesus has given us the authority to use his name in that authority over all things, including all demonic spirits. We've been deputized. We've been given that legal power of attorney to do everything that he did. See, and he gave us that authority to do that in his name, the name Jesus, the name that's above all other names in heaven and earth. Ephesians 1:21 says, Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is not named, not only in this world, but that which is to come in the future. Philippians 2:9 says, Wherefore God has highly exalted him, who? Jesus, and given him a name which is above every other name. Now listen to me carefully. I go to churches sometimes, and you can sit there the whole service and never hear the name of Jesus. It's Christ this, it's Christ that, but not Jesus. See, Christ is not Jesus' last name. But that's another subject that you can read about at our website, tgm.org. Just remember this, Jesus is the name, Jesus. All other names must bow, that is to submit to the name of Jesus. Remember this, everything has a name. Satan is a name. Depression's a name. Diabetes is a name. Heart disease is a name. Cancer is a name. Jesus is the name to which every other name must bow. His name, Jesus, has power. This authority gives our words power. God created mankind and gave him dominion and authority in the earth. Adam, that first man, committed high treason by handing over that dominion to the devil. Satan held dominion and power in the earth until Jesus defeated him and took possession of that dominion and authority again. Then, before he ascended to heaven, Jesus gave us that dominion and us that authority through the use of his name. And there'll be more on this later on. The devil no longer has any power of authority of his own. It's only a bluff. It's like a bully on the schoolyard. He has to use your own authority against you. And he does this by using your own negative words. So what did your mother tell you? If you don't have something good to say, keep your mouth shut. If you refuse to allow the devil to talk you out of your healing, then there isn't any way that he can keep you from being healed. Chapter 6, Stand on the Word. Psalms 107:20 says, And God sent his word to heal you. You see, and his word works. He keeps his word. So, and this is important, don't allow lingering symptoms to discourage you. Your healing may be instantaneous, but if not, don't allow doubts to arise just because you don't see immediate results. It may take time for you to feel completely healed. So what do you do in the meantime? Well, number one, God's Word is the final authority. The Word says that by His stripes you were healed. See, that's from 1 Peter 2:24, and it's past tense. And that is even quoted from Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, which was spoken in the future tense. So receive your healing as if already taken place. Number two, refuse doubt and unbelief. When the devil comes and attacks you and makes you think you're still having symptoms or whispers words of doubt and unbelief into your mind, deal with it immediately. Matthew 16:19 and also Matthew 18:18 say, cast these thoughts down, rebuke and bind them in the name of Jesus, and praise God for your healing. The Greek word for rebuke means to superimpose. You're going to impose or superimpose a value upon something. So when you rebuke, you must set its value compared to the value of the Word of God and verbally put what you are rebuking in its place. That's why it says that Jesus brought the devil to naught. That means He brought him to zero. Don't dwell on the symptoms. Don't accept the devil's arguments, his deceptions, or his lies. Anything that is a stumbling block to your faith is part of darkness and of the devil. Now, they may come through your own body and mind. They may come through your family. They may come through your friends, your doctor, or even a well-meaning pastor. I don't care where you hear these things or see stumbling blocks, don't accept them. Romans 14:1. Receive him that is weak in the faith, but not to doubtful disputations. In other words, don't get into a debate with these people. Number three. Refuse to believe everything that you just see or feel. If what you see or feel contradicts with the Word of God, only believe the Word. What you see and feel is not always real, but may be manifestations of the devil to cause fear and doubt and unbelief. I know this firsthand. This is where many people lose the battle. Number four, meditate on God's Word. So you've got to concentrate on the Word, not on the illness. Meditation is the antidote to worry. Immerse yourself in the Word. Read it out loud, particularly the healing scriptures. Even listen to audios of the Word as much as possible. We put out an audio called Receive Your Healing Now on a 2-CD set. It's available from our website, www.tgm.org. And one of the CDs on there is the healing scriptures. And I just played one like that over and over and over and over, and it pumped the Word of God into my heart. I believe it kept me alive until I grasped what I needed to know about healing. Do you need faith? Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Fill yourself through the eyes and ears with the Word of God until it fills you up and overflows out of your own mouth. This will release faith, and faith releases grace and healing. Luke 6:45, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. 5. Do not fear. Easier said than done, folks, but do not fear. What did Jesus repeatedly say? Fear not. Do not fear. What do the angels say every time they appear? Fear not, they say. God will place a hedge about you, but fear is the gateway in that hedge which allows the devil to get to you. This is because fear is the devil's counterfeit of faith, and it's part of darkness. Light or faith cannot coexist with darkness or fear. The devil will use every trick, every lie, every deception to cause you to fear and to open up that gate. He's ever watchful of that gate. Therefore, keep it closed and locked by constantly renewing and increasing your faith. Romans 8:15 says, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. 1 John 4:18 says that perfect love, complete love, whole love, cast out fear. How would you praise and thank God if you knew that you were healed this instant? How would you do it? You'd be jumping up and down, yelling, dancing. Then praise Him like that now. Praising God for your healing before you see the manifestation is the highest form of faith. This is how to use the shield of faith. And afterwards, thank God every single day that you're healed. Number 7. Do not waver. James says in James 1:6 that the person who wavers in his faith should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. 1 Timothy 6:12 says for us to fight the good fight of faith. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness. Ephesians 6:13 says, therefore, put on the whole armor of God. That's the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. And stand your ground, and having done all to stand, keep standing. In this context, salvation, righteousness, truth, the preparation of the gospel will all provide you with protection. The word of God, it is written, is to offensively rebuke the devil. See, it's your sword. You speak the word of God. And faith is to defend against the manifestations of the devil. Once the manifestation has been rebuked, and then if it seems to return, begin to praise God aloud. Father, I praise you and I thank you that I no longer have to believe what I see or feel. Glory to God. See, this kind of praise is your defense. It's your shield and has proven to be even more effective against darkness than even pulling the sword out. Number 8. Speak only the positive. Speak only the words that God has spoken. Speak only the words that are in agreement with God's will and His words for your healing. You have to believe that you're healed. It's impossible to do that if you're constantly talking about your sickness. It doesn't belong to you. You see, if Jesus bore your sickness, then your sickness doesn't belong to you. Your sickness is gone. What is on you now does not belong to you. Therefore, don't lay verbal claim to it. Remember, your words have power to do both good and evil. The devil will use your negative words against you. He's like a crooked lawyer. Therefore, every day, let God, the devil, your body, and everybody else know by what you say that you believe that you have received your healing. That's what it's talking about in Mark 11:23 through 24. See, what you say is so important. Matthew 12:36 says, in the day of judgment, men shall give account of every idle word they've ever spoken. You see, if you're not sure how to pray for healing, you might recite or pray something like the following. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that says that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I choose to believe that your healing power went to work in my body the very instant that I believed your word. Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. He's Lord over my spirit, my soul, and my body. I have received the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, and healed. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. You are not the will of God for me. I enforce the word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life another moment. My days of sickness and disease are over. Jesus bore my sicknesses. He bore my weaknesses. He bore my pain, and I am forever free. Father, thank you for watching over your word to perform it on my behalf, and I thank you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You see, this kind of prayer proclaims or says to God, the devil, and everyone else that you believe that the word of God is true and that the word says that you are healed.
You've been listening to Walking in Faith, a book by Tim Greenwood.
If you've liked what you've heard, please visit our website, timgreenwood.org, for more information about other books by Tim Greenwood. Or just visit the Tim Greenwood page on Facebook and leave a comment about what you thought about the book.